The style of music known as doo-wop had at least two heydays, once in the 1950s and 60s when the music was first recorded, and again during a revival in the 70s, thanks in part to such nostalgic movies as American Graffiti and Grease. Now doo-wop is in a slump again, and one of its beacons in the Northeast is about to close its doors after decades. NPR's Joel Rose has the story.
For some fans, nothing will ever replace the great vocal harmony groups.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you.
There's a certain purity to this music, a certain rawness that you don't get today.
Sandra Italiano is one of those fans. So is her husband, Ronnie. The two even met at an oldies concert. Ronnie Italiano always hated the label doo-wop. His preferred term was group harmony. Whatever you call it, he promoted the music with a vengeance, producing concerts and hosting a local radio show.
Well, I guess I'd call them the finest R&B quintet to ever record. The five keys on Aladdin. You're listening to Ronnie I's R&B Party, Medgar's Community Radio.
Sandra Italiano says her husband quit his job as a delivery man to start his own record store in 1972, Ronnie I's Clifton Music on Main Avenue in Clifton, New Jersey.
He took a big risk leaving a good day job, and it was the best thing he did because he was doing something he loved for so many years, and he kept the music in his life, and he was able to share it with many.
When Ronnie Italiano passed away 4 years ago, his widow, Sandra, kept the store going.
Hey. How are you, sweetie? Good to see you.
On a recent Saturday afternoon, dozens of people came to pay their respects when they found out the store is closing this month. They browsed through the old wooden racks of CDs, LPs, and 45s. But Sandra Italiano says the business has been in decline for years.
It's just the regulars that have been coming. Some of them have been coming since the store opened. Some of them have passed on. Majority have passed on or moved away. Even some of the customers who used to come and buy stuff here are now downloading online. Why buy a CD with this song when they can download it for cents on the internet?
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home.
Regular customers used to drive from all over the New York area to shop at Ronnie I's. Steve Sinawa of Saddlebrook, New Jersey, says Ronnie Italiano had the best selection, and he knew more about the players and producers who made the records than anybody.
He should have been a detective because he was able to find a lot of the original singers to get information from them, and he grew up with the music.
Warren Jacoby used to drive 50 miles from Ocean Township to Ronnie's almost every weekend.
When I found out Sandy was closing the store, frankly, it's taken a piece of my heart away. You know, I was not into the Beatles. I was not into any of those groups. I only wanted stuff from the late 40s, the 50s, and I found it here. It's a sad time. You know, you think it's going to go on forever, but I guess nothing does.
Jacoby hopes the music he loves will survive. But if doo-wop does have another revival, Ronnie I's Clifton Music will already be history. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to...
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.